Our reading for today is taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 11, verses 1 to 13. Luke 11, verses 1 to 13, page 142, if you're following in the Burgundy Bibles, page 142. One day, Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who sins against us. And lead us not into temptation.'" Then Jesus said to them, "Suppose you have a friend, and you go to him at midnight and say, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread. A friend of mine on a journey has come to me, and I have no food to offer him.' And suppose the one inside answers, 'Oh, don't bother me. The door is already locked, and my children and I are in bed. I can't get up and give you anything.' I tell you, even though he will not get up and give you the bread because of friendship, yet because of your shameless audacity, he will surely get up and give you as much as you need. So I say to you, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you fathers, if your son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" This is the word of the Lord.
Good morning, and thank you, Jean. Right, this is going to be a slightly different thing this morning. It's not quite a sermon. It's a bit more of a workshop sort of thing. And we just would really like to spend a bit of time giving God space, an opportunity to move amongst us and to bring healing where he wants to bring it. What I'm sort of hoping is that this won't be too scary for anybody. You don't have to get out of your seat. You don't have to say anything if you don't want to. But if there's somebody who's sitting amongst you, he does want prayer for something, my hope is that you would be able to just turn around and face towards that person and sort of just surround them in prayer. It will hopefully be a very safe thing and not too scary for anybody. Yeah, and we've also been praying this week about whether there's somebody that God wants to heal, somebody that God wants us to pray for. So there'll be a few people sharing what they have heard from God this week a bit later on. And also, if you've come this morning with something that you'd like prayer for, then there's that opportunity as well to ask for prayer. But before we begin, it's just really important to start off in Scripture to make sure that we're coming from God's Word. And we're going to look at Jesus's words in Luke's Gospel. So I'm just going to talk over what Jean's just read to us, just to make sure that we are coming from the right place. So the beginning of the Lord's Prayer, as we know it now, Jesus says, "Father, may your name be kept holy." So to begin with, we are humbling ourselves before an almighty God. We are recognizing that we need to bow before him because he is so holy and so pure. And the next line says, may your kingdom come soon. And what we're really looking for at the moment is to see Jesus rescuing people daily around us. This is for us here in the church. This is for people outside. It's for everybody, absolutely everybody. And praying for each other is part of seeing God's kingdom here at work now, today. We also look to God to be our provider. So we ask him for the food we need. Now, that's talking both about the practical stuff. You know, we ask him to give us actual food and shelter. But we also ask him to nourish us spiritually. So we look to scripture and to our prayer lives and to that relationship with him to nourish us. So again, we are coming just humbly, knowing that we do not have everything that we need, and we look to God the Father. We ask him to forgive us for our sins. You know, we've already been through that this morning. We come and we lay ourselves bare. We have sinned. We've done things wrong. But he forgives us. He's already forgiven us. And if we've come in that place where we are clean and we've admitted all of our sins, then we're in the right place then to be asking for other things. And obviously, if he's forgiven us, then we need to make sure that we are willing to forgive other people around us too. And lastly, he says, and don't yield to temptation. So we're asking the Father to protect us from the things that lead us astray, the things that separate us from the love of God. And again, we are humbling ourselves. I just think that that's that same thing running through this. We're looking to God to provide, to give us everything we need, and to protect us from ourselves, protect us from each other sometimes. We really, really need him. And the next part of the passage, we have this parable about the chap who has a visitor really late at night, and he goes banging on his friend's door asking for bread. Now, when I first, I can remember when I first read this one years ago, I kind of thought, so what's this saying? God's like the grumpy neighbour, and eventually he'll respond to us just because we're so annoying. But obviously that's not what the point of the parable is. Jesus is saying, I want you to be persistent in prayer because persistence works. And it works with a grumpy man who's lying on the floor, doesn't, you know, he's surrounded by his family, they're all asleep, he doesn't want to get out of bed and answer the door. But he will do because his friend is there, knocking and knocking and knocking. So it works. That's what Jesus wants to say. And I think for us as a church, we've probably over the last few years that I've seen, we've been very faithful in asking for prayer and asking for healing for people. And sometimes we haven't seen the healing that we've wanted. But God is saying, don't give up. Keep on asking. Come back again and ask. Don't be despondent. Let's be expectant. He has promised us that he will bring healing. Let's be expectant and hopeful and trusting in his word. And it says in verse 13, if you sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? And it's the Holy Spirit who comes to us bringing that intimacy with Christ in a way that we just cannot achieve by ourselves. We need the Holy Spirit to touch us. We need the Holy Spirit to reveal to us who Jesus really is, how loving our Father God is. And also he reveals to us a bit about who we are. And also the Holy Spirit brings healing, which is obviously key for us this morning. And this healing can actually come in a number of ways. There are different issues and ways in which we suffer. So we may be in need of spiritual healing. We may need to be made whole with Christ again. Maybe there's a hole in our hearts. There's something missing. And it's Jesus who brings fullness. Maybe it's an emotional healing. Maybe it's something from our past, from our childhood, something that we've carried. We didn't realize what we were carrying, but the Holy Spirit can reveal that to us. Our past hurts and fears maybe that we're still carrying that need to be dealt with. Sometimes he brings a mental sort of healing, which could be if people are suffering from depression, and God wants to release them from that grip of depression. And obviously, it could be physical healing. And perhaps that's one thing that we perhaps are more scared to ask for. We're scared whether it's going to happen, whether we're going to see it. But it's there. God's saying, ask, ask for this. Yeah, and it's just, I just want to say that this healing is not just for one or two people. This is for each one of us. We all come with needs. And God knows that. He knows each one of us, and he cares about what you're carrying. He cares about the things that make you suffer. So everything that you bring this morning is so valid to him. So please don't worry about what somebody else might be going through, or whether yours feels important enough. God cares. He wants to meet with you today. And the thing that has been coming across, I think, for the last few months is God has been saying, you know, it's fantastic that we've been praying for different individuals, and I sort of saw this picture of these little pockets of prayer that go on around our church and in home groups. But I really felt God was saying, right, now's the time. I want you to all come together. I want you to be bold. Come as a family together and pray for one another. Let's not just have it tucked away. Let's be bold doing it all together. Every single one of us can pray for somebody else, because it's not about us. It's not about how holy we are. Thank goodness. We're all sinners. We've all fallen short. What it is about is God and his power and his authority to heal. And that's what we call upon. So each one of us can pray for somebody around us, and we can trust in him and his promises. And we've already seen Jesus at work bringing healing over the last few months, and it's been really exciting. And I think he really wants us to just step out in faith boldly, taking the next step forward. And in James 5, verse 13, it says, are any of you suffering hardships? You should pray. Are any of you happy? You should sing praises. Are any of you sick? You should call for the elders of the church to come and pray over you, anointing you with oil in the name of the Lord. So I am prepared. This is what I've got my little bottles for. We can use this oil. It's really simple, but it's just a physical way of anointing somebody with God's power and presence. And we can just make the sign of the cross with the oil. It's a really simple thing, but we're just trusting in God's power that goes with that. And we only need very simple words. As I've been sort of practicing a little bit over the last few months, I was a bit caught up with feeling that I had to say the right words, otherwise it wasn't going to work, and it needed to be an eloquent prayer. And God thankfully released me from that, said, really, you don't have to worry about that at all. Just a few simple words, asking for healing in Jesus' name, is all we really need to say. It's about him and what he can do, and not about the words we bring. And lastly, I'll just say that we also need some sensitivity when we're praying for healing. Now, obviously, there are times when God just says, no, I'm sorry, but I can't bring physical healing. It's not my will to bring physical healing to a particular person. And, you know, it's tough. It's really tough. But we have to still keep going on, keep praying for others. So even if somebody really close to us hasn't received that healing and we're left with that pain and that hurt, we still want others to be healed. So we still have to press forward and seeking healing for others. And I just want to say as well, sometimes when God chooses not to heal somebody, it's not because that person wasn't worthy, and it's not because we haven't had enough faith. God knows that they were worthy, and he knows that we've brought our faith, but it just wasn't his will. Okay. Just as a practical sort of couple of things, if somebody has got, say, a pain that we're praying for, I was watching a bit of Robbie Dawkins on YouTube, and the way he does it is he, whatever the pain is, however intense or mild it is, he gives it a label of 10. And so that's the pain at number 10, and then 0 is no pain at all. So if we're praying for somebody, we just know that we're starting at 10, and if we pray, they might say, right, well, now my pain is about a 7. And it just gives us a little bit of a measure of where it's going and can be a useful tool when you're praying with somebody. So that might be something that you can use either this morning or perhaps when you're praying for somebody elsewhere. So there are some other words that, well, I was I was watching an interview by Jay John. He was interviewing a lady called Julie Sheldon, who was rather miraculously healed, and she had a very crippling condition that left her body all contorted, and she received complete healing for this. And the chap that came and prayed with her, because she couldn't even speak, he spoke the words for her, and he said, "Thank you, Father, that you are healing me now. Thank you, Jesus, that you are healing me now. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are healing me now." And I just thought they were such beautiful but simple words. And I'm sharing that with you so that maybe it will equip you to know what to say to somebody if you're praying with them. So we can ask for that healing for ourselves, and we can pray that for somebody else. Jesus, we just ask for your Holy Spirit to fall upon us. We just thank you, Lord, that you reveal to us what you want to do. And Lord, we are here and we are open to you and your work this morning. Thank you, Lord Jesus.